Hi, this is Anushka Fernandopoli. I hope this talk supports you in your practice. If you'd like to support my teaching, you can use the donate button under my picture on dharmaseed.org or go to my website, anushkaf.org, A-N-U-S-H-K-A-F.org, and click on donate. Thanks. I appreciate your support.
The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So hope you had a good lunch, or a good nap, or a good walk, or all of those things. One thing you can notice about lunch and all of these different periods is that they end. So they disappear, and even the best meal ends at some point. The best experience. So as we sit this afternoon, we could be aware of this in whatever way comes up, of noticing that things end. Even everything that arises in our experience during a period of practice, the breath ends each time. The beginning of the breath ends, the end of the breath ends. Any body sensation that comes up, an itch or temperature, or it changes, it ends. And then even different thoughts, emotions all end. So here's another level of advancement in our practice of meditation as an act of love. Can we actually continue to be present with a loving attention even as things are ending? It's difficult. You know, there's a poignancy with that. So middle path, can we be present with it, have an open, kind attention, not having to turn away or push away, spin away, but also not falling into some grief or sorrow or grasping around it. It's a challenge. So you think about how you are at the endings of things, the endings of jobs or relationships or kids growing up or saying goodbye to someone at the airport. What's that like? Like able to be present with that ending in some steady way? Or is there a way in which you have to hasten it? Okay, bye. Turn away really fast or pretend it's not happening, or cling, being dragged through security until the TSA pulls you off and throws you back to the other side. Yeah. So we can practice this in little ways, in some ways, with whatever happens as it arises in our meditation practice. Although it's not little ways, too. I don't want to diminish it. Because everything that's an ending is in some ways the same as recognizing that everything disappears, everything's not in our control. So being able to cultivate this presence with love is a very worthwhile dimension of our practice, and definitely an act of love for ourselves, important and profound thing to be doing, even though it looks like we're sitting here breathing and doing nothing. So we do that this afternoon. Sit here, breathe in, doing nothing, and try to be as graceful as possible in noticing the endings as they come through. So also, many of you are probably aware already that this period after lunch is often the period in which what ends is your wakefulness. Time and time again. So that's also okay. I get a chance to be aware of what that's like too. That can be very interesting to notice. What's the difference between being awake and being asleep? And how does that shift happen? Also though, it's completely okay to stand up in the hall for your meditation posture if you feel like that's helpful. It's a little bit harder to fall asleep when you're standing up. So If you're feeling sleepy, nod. You can open your eyes first. If you're still feeling sleepy and nodding off, then you can try standing up. But also, in all of those different ones, you can just investigate what that's like, this shift between waking and sleeping. It happens for us at least once a day, usually. We fall asleep, but we don't investigate it fully. You know, who is the me that's awake and who falls asleep? All that stuff. So we begin. And the beginning has already ended. So just noticing what's happening right now. And how are we able to hold that? Can be with that with some steadiness, kind, open presence. So recognizing what the state is of the body, of the mind, and how it's changing as you pay attention. there are any imperfections in your experience of the body, of the mind, see if we can hold these with a sense of love. So shortly you'll hear the sound of the bell, which will mark the end of our practice period in this posture. If you like, you can shift your attention to the field of hearing. Just allow the experience of the ringing of the bell to come, resting in a loving attention. Just being present with it for the beginning, the middle, and the ending of the ringing. And noticing if there's a wavering from that, can gently shift back, connect again, the sense of hearing. Notice now, even with the resting and hearing, if there's a leaning for the sound, which doesn't make the sound come any sooner. I just rest steady, open, kind, curious awareness. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.